What are you talking about? You're talking about my being with you yesterday when you went to Gerard's class.
Yes, that's right, that's right.
What a charming house.
Yes, very nice.
And the dog is very sensitive.
Yes.
You know, that
dog,
I am sure, was conscious of my presence.
Yes, yes.
I think that dog gives a great deal of vitality, you know.
Yes.
And I think the little thing sometimes gets depleted because a lot of energy sometimes it's taken from animals
when
we try to manifest.
Yes.
But I was very much with you.
Yes, I know. He said that he saw you coming with me as I entered the house.
Well, I was with you when you entered the house. I was walking beside you.
And he described the dress you were wearing, and I was going to ask you what you were...
But I told the little boy.
Yes. And Mickey just described exactly correctly what Peter Bender had told me he was looking at. And then he had seen your picture of Coral painting, and he had also seen some photos of yours in real life. So he was a little bit perplexed. He said, Dr. Nanji, you tell me that your wife is like a girl in her 20s now. But I was looking at a woman much older, and she had short hair, not long hair. I said, yes, you're perfectly right. Because when Coral drew the painting, I was puzzled also on that very point, that I didn't think she had long hair. And then my wife confirmed that she has grown longer hair after she had been in the spirit world. Ah, I said, that explains it.
Well, you know, a great deal depends, obviously, indeed.
Yeah.
Everything depends on the attitude of thought, of the mind.
Yeah.
If I wish to appear looking younger, then I can do this by my power of thought.
Yes, exactly.
If I wish to look older, as I was when I was on Earth the last year, then I look older. But really, it is a matter of how one senses and how one feels, you know, and transmits. I mean, I come and talk to you. I transmit my thoughts to you. I can also, to some extent, transmit by the power of thought my appearance.
Yes, exactly.
It's not easy for people to understand that all communication, whatever form it takes, must be a mental thing, you know? A mental process.
Yeah.
I mean, Mr. Bender and his tape recordings and everything, this is a thought condition in the first instance. Before I can speak to you, I have to think.
Yeah, that's
and then the voice box transmits my voice into sound.
Yeah.
We vibrate the atmosphere.
That's
but behind all communication is the power of thought.
Yes, exactly.
And utilizing certain forces or certain things in the ether, which makes it possible to transmit in an audible way so that it can be sound.
That's right.
We vibrate the atmosphere by the power of our thoughts.
That's right.
And I think sometimes this is where confusion comes, you know, because if, for instance, when I come to you and I want to speak to you, not am I alone.
No.
Often there are other people who realize the possibility of making contact.
Yes.
And sometimes, if one is not careful,
their
thoughts can get in the way.
Yes, exactly.
And you get interference, like Mr. Bender on his tape recordings, or anyone who is experimenting, will sometimes get a little voice, you know, saying a few words, and then someone else will cut right across it.
Yes.
And you'll get a combination.
Yes.
Sometimes you'll get a voice saying something that does not fit that person.
No, that's right.
It is not because the person is not there, or it is not, you know, it is the person is in vibration, is caught up temporarily with someone else's.
Yes. But of course, that is why...
You know, people don't understand enough about the power of thought.
No.
They don't understand themselves.
No.
I mean, a human being, when on Earth, although you think you know a person very well, and you do know a person very well if you have lived with them for many years, you know their temperament and their personality and their character, you know when sometimes to keep quiet and sometimes when to speak or when to ask a favor, because you know the temperament and the character. But it does not alter the fact that no one really knows another person completely. You know, you get a lot of confusion within an individual, and a person, in a sense, is many people in an odd kind of way. You are an individual, but we have many different aspects to our nature and to our personality. And people don't always understand that what one might do or say at one moment, perhaps a little later, because of change of circumstance or thoughts, you may speak rather different.
Yes.
You know, we are very varied. We are a combination of all manner and kind of people's thoughts and influences.
Yes, that's
we grow up, we are taking something from our parents,
yes.
From our relations, and then when we go to school, we take something from the people who teach us.
Yes.
Then when we go out to business, we meet people in business, we take something from them, their ideas, their thoughts, their theories.
Yes.
A person is a combination of many people's thoughts.
Yes, exactly.
You know?
Yes, it's the environment that...
When people talk about a person,
yes.
I think they always think, and I suppose it is natural, they always think of a person as a person that they can see in front of them, a human being, you know,
yes,
they think
yes.
of a physical body, you know. But a person is much more than what he or she appears. A person is a combination of many, many aspects of self, you
That's
know.
Right.
A person is not just something in one category, but in many, you know,
yes.
many categories.
Yes.
A combination of all manner. I took a lot of thoughts and ideas from you.
Yes.
And to some extent, my influence upon you, you took
yes,
a lot from me.
From you,
and
yes.
we come, as it were, in consequence, because of the closeness of our, each other
yes.
and our love and affection for each other, we become, as it were, merged,
yes,
you know?
Right.
We become a combination.
You know, Mr. Bender was very conscious of that unity between us.
Of course.
And he said, rarely have I seen that. And you are certainly a very blessed man. I said, yes, you are perfectly true.
He is a very nice man and
yes.
a very sincere man.
Yes, very
of course, he is like everyone else, a confusion in a sense.
Of course, yes.
You know?
Yes.
Perhaps that's not the word, a confusion, but
yes.
everyone is a confusion.
No, he's more factual, you know?
Yes.
He wants to get at the facts.
You know, he is, like many people, struggling.
Yes.
You know? It is strange, in a way, human beings. Most human beings are fighting themselves, you
yes,
know.
Exactly. Yes.
And they're fighting the worser part of
yes.
self, the
yes.
more material part of self.
Yes.
But when you are in a material world with all the problems, you cannot help sometimes but being materialistic.
Yes.
And sometimes at moments giving an impression that is not true
yes.
completely of your real self.
That's
a lot depends on the circumstances and the situation.
Yes.
I think he is a very nice person and
yes.
his friend.
Yes.
I think they're both very nice.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I think they're very sincere.
Yes.
And I think they're trying to do a good work, you
yes.
know.
Yes.
And it is not easy, because they
no.
also have to think materially
yes.
as well as psychically or spiritually.
Yes.
He is much more of a medium than he realizes. And I think a great deal of the success of their experiments
and
will be due to unconscious mediumship,
yes.
you know.
Yes. I said I wish I was able to see things like you do. I said, I wish I was able to see my at home as spontaneously as you are doing now. And
what a very big dog that is.
That is a lovely dog.
I should think he stands 4 feet high.
Yes, he's much bigger than our genie.
Oh, much bigger.
Much bigger.
I think.
Yes.
But the poor little thing was not feeling too good.
No, he was
I
not
think it was off its food. I think
yes.
it was partly due to the heat.
Yes, that's
you
right.
see, it was very
dogs,
sudden,
yes.
the change in the weather.
Yes.
And also, you know, it is an extraordinary thing. Our animals are so sensitive.
Yes.
They take on things. They feel things.
And I told him to have more fresh food for him, like we used to give Ginny fresh meat, not out of tins, like they do here now.
Does he give him fresh meat?
No, I advised him to give him fresh meat and rice.
Oh, you are very funny, you know. You should not tell people to eat fresh meat.
No, no.
And
I mean,
animals, too.
But
I suppose it is a natural thing.
Yes,
over centuries, they are used to it.
Yes, of course, there are no animals here.
But it seems so dreadful to eat the flesh
of
animals.
Cats and dogs have nothing to eat if they don't give them this food they prepare out of tins.
Well, that is, I suppose, from animals, of course.
Yes, yes.
I don't know. Sometimes I wonder if human beings would not be so much better if they did not eat
yes.
animal flesh, you
yes.
know?
Yes. But
if they were to eat vegetables and fruit, you know, and nuts,
yes.
I think that would be more natural.
I have given up, darling, since you...
Oh, I don't want you to do anything you don't want to
no,
do.
No, but I have, darling.
I know, but I think natural foods are better for human beings.
Yes, exactly.
And I think it would take away from them gradually, not immediately, a lot of the various aspects of their nature, which are very material and gross, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know, perhaps it's not for me to tell people. I don't mean to tell people what they should do.
Yes.
I don't want them to do anything they don't want to do. But I would have thought if human beings were not to kill the animals and eat the flesh, they would be much healthier. I think a healthy food is that which is natural, which comes from vegetation, comes from the sea, perhaps. So even that is the flesh, of course, if you have fish. But there again, the rivers are becoming polluted, the seas are becoming polluted, everything in life seems to become polluted.
Yes.
And sooner or later, man is going to suffer for it.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, man does not realize what he is doing.
No, and even if they do know what is wrong, they are unable to put it right.
I think it has got into a state where they cannot do much about it.
No, you see now, they're polluting the seas with... boring for oil under the seabed.
I know.
You see? But naturally, oil must ooze out into the sea and pollute the oceans. That is how...
Man is going to, I think, unless something happens that, you know, eventually in various different ways, not just in one, unless man ceases to do many of the things he is experimenting on and doing, man will destroy himself.
Yes.
I think there is no doubt about it.
Yes.
That man will eventually destroy himself.
Yeah.
In his so-called research for various things to improve, so they say, improve the way of life or improve man's lot. You know, I think if he's not careful, man will do certain things which will eventually destroy and distort. Already certain things are happening.
Yeah.
You know, the future generation, I don't think... Well, I'm so very happy... for myself, that I'm not going to be there. Well, I'm not there, but... And for you.
Yes.
But the younger generation, I think there will be many trying and difficult things, you know.
You see, these millions of cars coming out every year...
I know.
It is
terrible. The air is polluted, the ground is polluted, the rivers are now, the sea is being polluted.
And
I don't know what is going to happen.
Yes.
And there's something dynamic
and
takes place to stop a lot of it.
Aeroplanes also are going about the atmosphere over the cities one every minute. Where will it end?
The whole world is changing.
Yes, of course.
And we are so anxious to help humanity.
Yeah.
But I don't think many people would listen to our voice.
No, but mind you, there was a conference on pollution in Stockholm where people from all nations came and discussed what was to be done.
And what will they do?
And, of course, mind you, they discussed, but of course, until...
What beautiful roses you have bought today.
Hmm?
What beautiful roses.
Ah, darling, and...
Always you do this for me.
Each one has a kiss for you, darling.
But you did not go empty-handed yesterday.
No. You see, they have a beautiful garden, and yesterday I thought of taking some flowers, and then I thought, well, it'll be a long time before I get there, so... But they were very nice. They met me at the station, and took me home.
Did they play the recordings?
Yes. They were absolutely charmed, I should say. And they said they haven't heard anything like it.
My recordings?
Yes, your recordings.
Mm.
The recordings we had to the previous visit to London, you know, when you spoke about reincarnation.
Uh-huh.
And
they are they interested in reincarnation?
Oh, yes, very much. Very much. And he said, I do believe everything that your wife is saying. And he says, I'm also very conscious that you two are twin souls and you have finished your task in this world. And then I also discussed with him about book, of our communications.
You mean if you were to write a book, they would publish it?
Yes, but yes, that was my idea.
Well, why not?
And listen, he said, no. Unless you have a lot of money to stand the loss, I would not advise you. Because he said today, he has published a book. On actual facts which he has gathered about this tape recording. He says, we don't even make even. We have to stand the loss on publishing a book like that. And he said, the trouble is today that the costs of printing and distributing and all that are so high that a novel will sell, but a subject like that will not. I can tell you that.
Oh, I was rather hoping that one day perhaps we would together.
Yes. But we have to deal with facts, you see.
I know.
And anyway, he listened to me and he listened to that particular tape in which you are mentioning this, you know. He afterwards said, well, I understand that your wife would like the truth to be spread all round, not be hidden in those tapes alone. But I said, if the world is like that, what can you do?
We will have to wait and
see.
Yes, I said. I do not give up so easily.
No, I know.
And I am sure that if it were possible, they would be interested.
Yes, I know.
But if not, there may be someone else who might do it.
No,
but there's plenty of time. You're not coming here for a few years, you know. You have got to be very patient. So it's no good you thinking too much about things.
No.
Because, you know, I think you will be on the earth for a few more years.
No.
And in that time, it would be nice if you could do something that others may be helped.
Yes.
Anyway, we have the voices, you know, and this business of communication. And I think that we may be able to do a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps I will be able still to get on the tape at home.
Yes, yes. If you could get on the tape at home.
We are still going to continue.
Yes, darling, I will.
Good.
I will make a dark room of the little month room I have. That is the smallest room in the house.
Uh-huh.
And that would be easy to concentrate power in a small room than in a big room.
That would be better, I think.
Wouldn't it? And so I thought I would plan that and see what we can do, darling. Because and you see, darkness is really absolutely necessary. And if, as you say, I am mediumistic and not know it, well, that should give it every chance. But Mr. Bender is definitely mediumistic, and he told me.
I think his friend is too.
Hmm?
I think his friend, Mr. Colleen, is also, but he does not
know it.
Realize, perhaps. He is an extremely sensitive young man.
Yes.
I think they are very close, those two.
Yes, those two are very close, yes.
They show you over the house.
Yes, and it's a very beautiful house. And so conducive to research on this particular phenomenon, because it's very quiet. Now you see, where I live, if somebody has a bath in the floors above, you know, it makes a noise. There's a water going up.
I know, but what can you do about it?
No, you
can't. People have to bath. You're a poor man, huh?
Yes.
Dino. I love you so much.
I know you.
I just want you, all of us, to know that. Yes, you do know.
I know.
And that in every way I possibly can, I help you.
I
but
know
I just wanted you to know that I was with you on some day.
Yes, I know that.
And that it was very nice that our friend was able to see. But he sees with the mind.
Yes.
You know, you see with the mind too, but you don't believe a lot of things you
see
with the mind.
No, darling, if I could say that he said to me that you were wearing this, that, and the other, but I can't, I never can say that I've seen you wearing such and such a thing, except once when I saw you at Christmas time. We had been to a concert and you were wearing a white long dress with a ruby brooch. I can never forget that. Do you remember I told you about it once?
I know.
And that was very clear.
Good.
And I saw Sibylla with you, but not Peter.
Peter and Sibylla.
Yeah.
So they are always alone.
So that was one.
You know, they come to see you just as much as I do at home.
Yeah.
But you know, whenever it is possible, like this, I don't know.
Yeah.
Sometimes it is not, well, it is possible, of course, they should speak, but always I get so excited and
That's right.
I don't want to give up the moment of speech.
Naturally.
You know?
But it is so rare with me that I can see you like that.
I know.
And if I wish I could do anything to be able to sort of recall my astral traveling and experiences. But when I wake up, I can't remember a thing.
Well, perhaps you will, eventually.
Yeah. But,
I think it is that... Well, and yet you know you wake so early.
But darling, I have to wake up early because I wouldn't like to be late at work and...
No, but
so
you
many
do
people
still
depend
get up
on
very
me,
early.
You see.
I know that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think you get up earlier than is necessary.
Yeah. And I don't like to hurry, darling, because then my heart goes in a flutter.
Uh-huh.
You see? So
but your heart has been in a flutter for a very long time over me.
Yes, darling, I remember. I used to
cry. No, I am teasing you.
No, and I know, darling.
Our love is so strong.
Yes.
So... it is this love of ours that makes everything possible.
Yes,
when
yes.
people talk about communication and all that,
yes.
what they don't realize is that the only successful communication when it can come when it is from the heart.
Yes, correct.
And you know, a lot of people are trying to communicate and are only using their heads.
Yes.
And that is not sufficient.
No.
You
heart,
must have
heart.
A great feeling from deep within yourself.
Correct. You're
of
right.
spiritual love, you know?
Yes, yes,
and
right.
it is this that makes communication a reality.
Yes.
When they realize this, then they will make progress.
Yes.
It is good to have the head. Of
yes.
course, it is necessary, but it must work in conjunction with the heart.
Yes.
If it is purely scientific,
yes.
and where is no feeling, no emotion,
yes.
no heart, there is no success.
Yes, ma'am.
There must be a purpose, a good purpose, a purpose of the mind, and the spirit and the heart, you know?
Yes.
Oh, darling, I love to talk to you. And those roses are so beautiful.
You
went specially to get them this
yes,
morning.
Yes, darling.
In the market.
Yes, thank you, darling.
Whatever time were you up this morning?
I'm up very
six,
early.
Six?
I'm very early. A little before six, darling.
It must have been about
yes,
six when you were up.
Because, you see, at the hotel, sometimes there are so many people that you have to wait for breakfast.
Uh-huh.
But today it was...
And they start so
yes.
early, the breakfast?
Yes, they start breakfast at 7 o'clock.
Huh?
Yes.
Oh, darling, tomorrow you come to talk to me?
Yes, darling, I
must
come
go.
Again tomorrow. Sweetie.
I must get the children to talk to you tomorrow, if possible.
I
love you. My love to you. And I'm so glad you have a happy time on Sunday.
I feel
as if I know those two boys.
I have got a lot of records of Bach and Brahms.
Uh-huh.
Bless
you. I must go.
Yes.
Tomorrow I speak to you.
Okay,
goodbye,
darling.
Darling.
Bye-bye.
I don't like that word. Goodbye.
No.
Adios. Shall I say adios? No.
Adieu.
Arrivederci. What else?
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.